On this day, June 20th, 1632, a man who was called one of the wisest and benevolent lawgivers of all ages is given rights to land by Chesapeake Bay, which becomes an asylum to all persecuted sects of Christianity. Who was the man and what was his colony? I'll tell you that story. Let's get started. On this day, June 20th, 1632, one of the wisest and benevolent lawgivers of all ages is given rights to land by Chesapeake Bay. Now, then 1 year later, exactly on that day, June 20th, 1633, he's granted a colonial charter. Now, he later was recognized as the first man in the world to seek for religious liberty, peace, and prosperity by the practice of justice and not by the exercise of power. That sounds great, doesn't it? Well, I agree with you. Let's tell that story. In 1621, the area now known as Maryland was explored by Virginia settlers and trading posts were established. And then in 1628, Sir George Calvert, that is Lord Baltimore, came to Virginia to establish a colony within its limits. Now, there was only one problem. George was a Catholic. And the folks in Virginia wouldn't put up with Catholics. There was very little toleration in those days for different sects of Christianity. So Calvert looked for an area outside the jurisdiction of Virginia. In 1629, he explored the area around the Chesapeake, which he fell in love with. So he returned to England and applied for a charter, and it was granted. Unfortunately, Sir George died before he could sign it. So on this day, June 20th, 1632, the British government gave the rights to his son, the second Lord Baltimore, Cecil Calvert. Then 1 year later, on this day, June 20th, 1633, the Maryland Charter was also given to Cecil. Now, this charter was the most liberal one granted to founders of settlements to date. The colonists were given full legislative authority and all the basic rights of self-government without any butting in from the mother country. The charter clearly defined and secured the freedom of the settlers, while at the same time limiting the rights and privileges of the proprietary. It also contained a guarantee against taxation by England. And most importantly, the charter established full toleration to men of all sects of the Christian religion. And this last feature was really the primary goal of the large-hearted Calverts. They wanted to plant a colony to provide asylum to persecuted Christians of all Christian denominations. And because remember, this was a time there was not very much toleration practiced, and they wanted to make a place where people can come and practice their form of religion freely. Now, this set the example for religious toleration a few years before Roger Williams did it. So the Calverts were a little bit ahead of their time, as they say. The other colonies would have done well in following their example. However, as we're going to see, the non-Catholics who found freedom in Maryland would later turn on their Catholic benefactors. It's a terrible story. Well, anyway, the colony was called Maryland in honor of Henrietta Maria, the wife of Charles I of England. Historian George Bancroft said this: Calvert deserves to be ranked among the most wise and benevolent lawgivers of all ages. He was the first, in the history of the Christian world, to seek for religious security and peace by the practice of justice and not the exercise of power. To plan the establishment of popular institutions with the enjoyment of liberty of conscience, and to advance the career of civilization by recognizing the rightful equality of all Christian denominations. The asylum of papists, he said, was the spot where the mild forbearance of a proprietary adopted religious freedom as the basis of the state. So freedom was the basis of Maryland. Now, even though as a proprietor, Calvert had royal-like powers, he never abused them. So Calvert got his charter and off he went. In November of 1633, in two vessels, the Ark and the Dove, Calvert and his brother Leonard, along with 200 emigrants, sailed from England to their new asylum. And they were mostly Catholics who were persecuted. Well, they arrived at their new home in February of 1634, and Calvert chose a site for settlement at an Indian village. And the chief welcomed Calvert and allowed him to use his wigwam as a chapel. And by the way, this became the first Roman Catholic church established by the English in America in a wigwam. Pretty neat. Well, Calvert peacefully purchased the land from the natives, after which he gave the town the name of St. Mary's. Now, Calvert was a wise man, both to his people as well as to the natives. Very wise and kind. He gave the natives hoes, axes, clothes, and knives, and made a permanent treaty with them. The native women taught the wives of the settlers how to make cornbread, and the native men taught the settlers' husbands forest sports, so they got along pretty good. Now, for the most part, the colonists enjoyed undisturbed peace and prosperity. There were some disputes, but they kept their cool and settled them in peaceful ways. The rights of the people were clearly defined and protected by law. The rights of the proprietary were respected. Civil and religious liberty was assured to all. And that brought prosperity. The lands brought forth an abundance and commerce thrived. Plus, they dealt honestly and kindly with the natives, who in turn respected the colonists. In 1649, to further emphasize the purpose of the Maryland colony, the famous Toleration Act was passed, which granted freedom of worship to all Christians. Now, a number of years later, two things happened. Certain evil men came into power that mistreated the natives. Also, in 1654, the proprietors were driven out, the Religious Toleration Act was repealed, and the Roman Catholic religion was outlawed. Isn't that a shame? Protestants, once they got in power, they forgot the kindness and the toleration that was extended to them. Well, the lesson of the Calverts teaches us that the best way to establish religious freedom, prosperity, and peace is through the practice of justice and not by the exercise of power. On this day, June 20th, 1632, Lord Baltimore II was given rights to land by Chesapeake Bay, which later became Maryland, the first place in America where freedom of conscience was the basis of the state.